Johan from Yumpin' Yimini's Chimney Sweeps? Yeah, I can't use my fireplace. I need my chimney swept. Tomorrow is great. Yeah, my name is Larry Appleton, 711 Caldwell Avenue. Yeah, and Johan, how much is this going to cost me? I see. How much is it without the top hat? You've heard that one before, huh? All right, well, I'll see you then. Thank you, bye-bye.
Goes in. Guess what I got?
A parrot.
A parrot!
Funny, funny story. You know when you see a parrot and something clicks? Well, that's what happened to me. And when the salesman saw that I was cuckoo over this birdie, he gave me the birdie for free.
Oh. Did he give you the cage for free?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. Listen, this is a top-of-the-line, dual-alloy, hand-forged birdcage from Taipei. You don't get those for free.
I see. How much did it cost?
$250 out the door.
Cousin, I am totally stoked. It's going to be great for us to have a birdie.
Whoa, Balky. We are not going to have a birdie. This is your bird. That means you'll feed it, you'll clean it.
I'll teach it how to talk.
Is that really necessary?
Oh, yes, cousin. Cousin, I've always wanted a pet that could talk to me. In fact, on Meepos, I taught my hamster sign language. He was very good at it. Unfortunately, he had very little to say. But I have high hopes for Yorgi.
Yorgi?
Yeah, I named him after my favorite goto in Meepos.
Oh, well, that's quite an honor. I would have thought you would have saved that for your firstborn.
Cousin, jump into the 20th century. We don't name our children after goats. We name them after sheep. Okay, Georgie. One, a two. One, two, three, four. If you're blue and you don't know what to go to, why don't you go where passion sits?
Good, good. Are you sure you don't have show business in your blood?
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, let's try it again. One, two. One, two, three.
Balky. Balky, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Could you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry for all the noise, cousin, but that's what happens when birds have a feather party together.
Balky, this just isn't working out.
Cousin, what do you mean?
Look, I admit, the first few days he was here, it was cute. The two of you watching TV together, the two of you playing board games together, and Yorgi helping you with your homework. But it isn't cute anymore. I haven't slept for the past 4 nights because of this stupid, noisy bird.
Don't talk like that in front of Yorgi. I don't want him exposed to this negative energy. In fact, cousin, I think you owe Yorgi an apology.
Balky, I am not apologizing to a bird. I don't do that.
Cousin, it hasn't escaped my notice that in the 2 weeks since we've had Yorgi, you haven't once picked him up to play with him. In fact, I haven't seen you give him any quality time at all.
Well, Balky, you're right. Yeah, how could I have been such an insensitive lout? You know, why don't I take off a couple of days from work next week, and Jorgie and I could do some real bonding.
I think that would go a long way with him.
Belky, I don't want to bond with a bird. I want to go to sleep. Now, do something about Jorgie before I do.
Well, of course, and if that's the way you feel, fine. But I have to tell you, this comes as a blow. I was hoping my two best friends in the world would hit it off. I know Jorgie's made an effort. But it takes two, Corson. It takes two. So I'll just keep Jorgie in my bedroom. You won't be able to hear him.
Thank you. I'm going to sleep.
Good night, Shorty.
That's it.
No, Cousin. Shorty was the name of the man at the pet store. Yeah, that's it.
Hello. It's Johan from Yumpin Yemeni Chimney Sweeps. Yeah, listen, you were just out to clean my chimney, and I just tried to start a fire, and the chimney is still clogged. Yeah, could you send somebody out right away? There's enough smoke in here for us to shoot a rock video.
Wow. There's enough smoke in here to shoot a rock video.
What you need is a big strong hand to lift you to your higher ground.
Belky, we're not shooting a rock video. I tried to start a fire again, and the chimney is still clogged.
Wilson, have you seen Jorgie? He's not in his cage.
Well, I try never to know where Jorgie is.
Jorgie! I must have left the cage open when I was giving him his herbal sponge bath.
Well, he's got to be here someplace.
Yeah, he's probably hiding from you. You don't like him, and he knows it.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think I'm going to do, pop him in the microwave? Belky, this is dinner.
Oh!
No, I mean, it's not Jorgie. This isn't even a bird we know.
Then where is Jorgie?
But I don't know. The doors are closed. He's got to be here somewhere. It's not like he flew out the window.
You let the window open!
Well, Belky, I just opened the window to let the smoke out.
Jorgie!
You've been out there for hours. You must be freezing. Now, you're coming in here before you freeze to death. Sorry. You know, if I had known that Jorgie was out of his cage, I never would have opened the window. Don't worry. And I'm sure that Jorgie has found some other parent-loving family, and he'll be just fine in his new home. What are you trying to say?
Don't close the window. We have to leave the window open so that when Jorgie comes home, he can fly right in.
Belky, it's 10 degrees below zero outside.
All the more reason to leave the window open. He'll want to get inside quickly. In fact, I'm going to stay right here to welcome him when he comes home.
Elke. Elke, what if Yorgi doesn't come home?
Why, he wouldn't come home. All his stuff is here. Besides, it's Friday night. He never misses stupid Patrick's or Letterman.
Elke? Elke?
Yeah, cousin?
Have you been up all night?
Yeah. No. No sign of Yorgi, but I did meet a couple of nice pigeons. They're going to ask around.
Elke, it's freezing in here.
Eat your oatmeal, cousin, and it'll warm you up.
Don't you think if Yorgi were going to come back, he'd be here by now?
I don't know, cousin. Single bird, big town.
Listen, Balky, sooner or later, you're going to have to face the fact that Yorgi may be gone for good.
Cousin, you can check your negativity at the door. I have faith that Yorgi is going to come home. And let me tell you this. I am not going to rest until he does.
Balky, back up. All right, come on. Come on, come on. You are exhausted. You're going to bed.
No, wait, cousin. I can't. Someone has to be here to sit by the window and welcome Yorgi home.
I'll wait for him. You go to bed.
Thank you. I just hope he hasn't hooked up with some crows and picked up bad habits. By the way, I nailed the window open so the wind wouldn't blow it shut.
Good idea. Get some sleep.
Hi, I'm going to the bakery. Do you want any... Harry, it's freezing in here. What's going on?
Well, Yorgi flew away last night, and Balky won't close the window until he comes back.
Comes back? It's 10 below out there.
Well, tell me about it. By now, Yorgi is a birdsicle lying beak up somewhere.
Oh, that's terrible. Poor Balky. Maybe you should get him another bird.
Balky doesn't want another bird. He wants Yorgi.
Well, you could get him a bird that looks just like Yorgi. Maybe he won't know the difference.
Nah, it wouldn't work. As soon as Balky found out that the bird couldn't talk, he'd know it wasn't Yorgi.
Well, it's easily explained. The trauma of being lost, coupled with the intense cold, caused temporary amnesia. It happens with tropical birds.
It does?
Well, you believed it, didn't you?
You are devious. I like that in a woman.
My friend Jack owns a pet store. I'll go down there, see if he has a bird like Yorgi. If he does, I'll buy it, and your troubles are over.
Jack?
Harry, he's 79 years old.
Oh. How tall is he?
Larry.
I'm sorry. I'm freezing, and I'm not thinking straight. Just call me as soon as you get back.
I will. You know, you're kind of cute when you're jealous. And Larry, don't worry about Jack. You're a much better kisser than he is.
You found a bird? That's great. Thank you, Jennifer. I'll be right up to get him.
Cousin, why aren't you at the window?
I'm walking off a cramp. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, there, it's gone.
No sign of Yorgi yet?
Well, no, not yet, but I got a feeling something's gonna pop real soon.
Cousin, the mandatory 29-hour waiting period is up. Yorgi is officially a missing pet. And that means there's only one thing to be done. We have to go for broke. We have to pull out
all the stops. We have to take the bull by the corns. It's time for the wingy, wingy, bingy.
The wingy, wingy, bingy.
The wingy, wingy, bingy. Let me pause the enchant for runaway pets. I didn't want to use it earlier. It's quite potent. We could attract every runaway dog and cat in the neighborhood.
Well, I think that's an excellent idea.
Well, now, don't you... You do?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't usually go in for this chance stuff, but I have a feeling this one's gonna work. Yeah, I think there's a good chance that this chant will bring back your bird.
Great, cousin. Then you want to join me? You can do the backup. I'll teach you the steps.
You're tempting, Balky, but I gotta run.
Cousin, where are you going?
Well, they're salting 7th Street, and you know how I love to watch that. Come on, Balky, you're cutting into your chant time. 5, 6, 7.
Hey! Get in your cage, young man. Get in there. Now, I hope you know it's going to be a long time before I open this cage again. That's a privilege you're going to have to earn. I hope someday you have a bird of your own so you'll know what you put me through. Now, we'll say no more about it. The important thing is you're okay. Cousin, cousin, Georgie, get your back!
Oh, my Lord, it's a miracle. Well, I wouldn't believe it if I wasn't seeing it with my own eyes. Well, just let me look at the two of you together again. Well, I just want to savor this moment. Great, okay, let's close the window and get this place warmed up.
Come on, Yogi. The first words I want to hear out of your mouth are, I'm sorry. We all make mistakes. Cousin, something's wrong. He's not talking.
Well, that's easily explained. The trauma of being lost, coupled with the intense cold, caused temporary amnesia. It happens in tropical birds.
It does?
Oh, sure. Ask Jennifer. I'm sure with some time and loving care, you can reteach him.
But I don't think this is Yorgi.
Well, of course it's Yorgi. What other bird would be zany enough to fly around in weather like this? You crazy bird, you.
So, no, his body language is different. And he seems to be carrying more weight in his face.
Oh, he's probably just retaining water. Oh, Oh, yeah. Oh, Valky, didn't I tell you? No, he always spoke Spanish. He just never did while you were around. Yeah.
Hola. ¿Cómo está usted?
You're not buying any of this, are you?
Listen, who is this stranger in Georgie's cage?
All right. It's not Georgie. But he was with Georgie when he died.
Cousin!
Look, I asked Jennifer to go out to a pet store and buy a bird that looked like Georgie, and then I came down the fire escape and threw him through the window. I should have realized you'd know the difference.
But thanks for trying so hard.
Valky, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for Georgie.
Valky. Valky, listen to me. Valky! Listen to me. Now, Georgie is not coming back. Now, I'm not saying that anything bad has happened to him. In fact, he might be with a very nice family someplace. But wherever he is not coming back here. Never. As in forever. He's history. He's dead.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous.
Georgie, you came back. You must be hungry. Here, come here. Come here. Come here. Whoops. Come here. You see, cousin, I told you he'd come back.
Well, I don't believe it. I really didn't think there was a chance we'd ever see Georgie again.
Cousin, reciting the thingy, thingy, bingy works every time.
Well, I'm just glad your bird came back. And if you want to believe the chant had something to do with it, well, that's just fine. But those of us in the civilized world know that this was just a coincidence.
Oh, my Lord. There must be hundreds of cats and dogs out there.
Really, Corson? Well, it's quite a coincidence, wouldn't you say?
I'm Ted Koppel. Later on Nightline, what's wrong with the IRS? Our guests, the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, and one of the agency's most outspoken critics.
Tomorrow, a truck filled with toxic waste hangs in the balance on help. Then supermodel Carol Alt drags Burt Reynolds into a surprise-filled case on B.L. Stryker, the ABC Saturday Mystery. Now stay tuned for Just the Ten of Us.